Please stand. Aloha and welcome. We invite you to join us for our Aloha Hour following our time of worship. As we begin our service, we ask that you be in quiet meditation.
Thank you.
You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgments are right. You have appointed your decrees in righteousness and in all faithfulness. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it.
Oh, my God, no, not, I'm 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 not, I'
ladies and their children.
I was hoping so before. Could you think of me for it? Probably. So, did you have to cry? Did you cry? Did you do it again? Oh, you caught him? So.
We reflect God's vision of love and justice for the world. Let us give freely so that the ministry of Jesus Christ may flourish in this place and beyond. We will receive more and more.
Thank you. God, we ask you to bless our lulu, our tithes and offerings, that our gifts may embody your vision of your kingdom here on earth. And bless those who are vulnerable, oppressed, and seeking justice in every corner of the world. Eha agi mai kamalu me kamanao I kaika, I hiki ke noho kou ohana mai ke ia honua. Grant us peace and courage to live as your people in the world. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading this morning comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and 11 through 12. If you would like to follow along, it can be found on page 194 in the Pew Bible or page 12 of your worship bulletin. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
Let me begin with sharing with you what's coming on the cards this morning. I think it's Steve and Don Kier. Prayers for their son Kyle, who they lost at age 20. So we're sorry for your loss. Sue and Clark Johnson, ongoing prayers for their son Reed, who has chronic fatigue syndrome. For Jenny, going in for surgery again, yeah? So this is from Mom. She has to go in for a small surgery just to make sure all is fine. Jenny was in the hospital for 43 days, but she's here with us this morning. Is that coming up this week? This week, the surgery.
Right,
okay.
This is coming
Friday. Okay, so for Jenny. From Rick and Don Branson, Gig Harbor, Washington, for their friend Darla Arrington, multiple health issues. There is a GoFundMe page that's been established for surgery that's needed. So for Darla. And then from Diana Grant, where are you, Diana? Oh, dear. Daughter Emily, whose daughter, Violet, and Violet is granddaughter. So granddaughter is recuperating from pneumonia. Now Emily has it. Yeah, it's like this is a morning for moms and dads and sons and daughters, yeah. And then Violet managed to get her finger slammed in a door at school. She spent the night in ER on Halloween. She has a fracture with stitches holding the nail bit in place. So far, Sister Rosalie is okay. And Mom has a, what do we call those things with, that you put pictures on the, when you text people?
Facebook.
No, the things you put
emoji.
On the
emoji.
Emoji. Her emoji is a face like this, mopped down with dark clouds. So Grandma's worried about daughter and granddaughter. This morning, we want to remember Russ Stodd. You remember a few weeks ago, we did aloha to Russ and Leanna. They went to Illinois. Eventually, I think they'll try to move back to Oregon, but he was getting fitted for a prosthesis, and he managed to fall and break his hip. And he had surgery. Well, he'll be in the hospital for a week, and then in rehab for 2 months. And so you remember he had the amputation on his leg, and Ellen was sharing that, and some of you who do health work, sometimes people imagine that the leg or the arm is still there, and apparently that may have been what happened for Russ. So he got up and fell, so prayers for Russ. We continue to keep in our prayers the Irish and Brem families. Mike Irish, a faithful member of our church, died on October 23rd. And I talked to Tom Probst, the chair of our trustees. We thought that for all his faithful years of service, we brought the chair back in for a second Sunday. So the wheelchair with the leg is where Mike used to sit. And there are some of you, I think Tony was saying, they usually have breakfast together in Wailuku at McDonald's, and so their partners on the other side. I don't think they have McDonald's up there, though. Thank God. I'm kidding. You work for McDonald's. Also, Bob Brim, who shared the news. Yeah, we shared the news that his mom died on October 25th. And he's one of her other deacons. We received an email from Lorna Motas of Honolulu. Her husband of 44 years died last week, and this is what Lorna wrote in the email. He was ill for the last 15 years and knew every day was a gift from God. We made sure to make the most of every day. And then she added, I know he is happily playing his ukulele in heaven. Lorna is a member of Kaumakapili Church in Kalihi on the island of Oahu. And we see each other often in our shared ministry with our Hawaiian churches. So prayers for the Motas family of Honolulu. We received an email from Richard Albright, a member of our church, lives in Wailea. Prayers for his son, Jason, who's been diagnosed with liver damage. Richard is on his way to be with his son for 9 days. They're gonna go through some medical consultation to decide on what treatment Jason will need to undergo. In the wider world outside the doors of the church, we continue to pray for those affected by natural disasters around the world and across the country. Always we pray for first responders who place themselves in harm's way. I say this time and time again, we may be out here on Maui in the middle of the Pacific, but for those who have been affected by the wildfires of California, we know of family and friends who live in the areas, especially with the Kincaid fire. So there's reason to be concerned about everyone's safety. Also, the news this past week, over 800,000 customers lost power in 14 states from intense thunderstorms across the eastern U.S. on Halloween. And someone was saying, I forgot who, the other night there was news that there were thunderstorms coming our way, and told him, did you see the thunderstorms? But for us, it's a light show, yeah? It's like, oh, okay. So I said to the early service, if you're visiting us when we pop service and you go outside, take a picture, send it to your family and friends, and text, I'm having a terrible time. So we thank God for that. We also continue to pray for those seeking reasonable ways to curb gun violence and reduce gun violence across the country. Last Tuesday, a woman fatally shot and killed her 3 young children, ages 11, 9, and 7, in Houston, Texas, before turning the gun on herself. A police report that occurred a week after her divorce was finalized. And then the other one that came up in the news, a shooting at a Halloween party on Thursday in Orinda, California. 5 people were shot and killed, at least 3 others injured. Police are investigating. And we pray for people around the world. The list grows longer each day. For whatever reasons, people are being displaced by wars, armed conflicts, violence, climate change, poverty, hunger, and religious persecution. So the prayers for the people of Hong Kong, Kashmir, West Papua New Guinea, Iraq, Haiti, Ecuador, Venezuela, Ethiopia, Lebanon, Australia, Bolivia, Chile, and the Catalan region of Spain. And we continue to pray for the Kurdish people in northeastern Syria as they continue to withdraw from the area that was their home, that where they live. For the last several weeks, I have said the Kurdish forces suffered. The number is now over 11,000. Kurdish men and women have been killed. They have been on the front line of the war, and it's their sacrifice that makes it possible for us to sit here and feel that we are safe. We continue to pray for the Kukiai, or the protectors of Mauna Alakea. The matters related to the construction of the 30-meter telescope on the mountain remain unresolved. We pray for law enforcement and others who have gathered at the base of the mountain. We also include those on Oahu who have voiced their opposition to the location of a wind farm in Kahuku. And we pray for all religious and political leaders and our enemies. And today, I think Nathan is teaching Sunday school. I don't think Laura's here. So you're going to have to sing really loud because it's her birthday. Oh, it was on Friday. And Bob turned 18 on November 2nd.
He's still younger than you.
He's still younger than me. He retired at 18. So happy birthday to Bob and Laura. Celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you as well. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, that you are a God of grace and mercy, and that we can come to you with our complaints as well as our words of thanksgiving and praise. Like the psalmists and prophets of old, there are times when we cry out in anger and anguish against all that we see in the world around us. Wherever we look, there is oppression, strife, contention, abuse. Laws are broken, justice often seems perverted. The proud and the arrogant trust in themselves. They appear to outnumber the righteous. And so we wonder and ask, how long, O God, will you tolerate injustice and wrongdoing? How long must we wait for you to act and restore justice? Speak to us, we humbly ask, in ways that are plain and clear, for everyone to see your vision of Shalom, what speaks of the truth. Help us to trust in your precepts, for they bring life and strength in the midst of difficulty. We remember that Zacchaeus came to Jesus one day, and when Jesus saw him, he responded in faith, and salvation came to his house. When Zacchaeus received your grace and love through him, he became a new creature, showing justice and kindness, doing what was right, and repaying those he may have taken more money than he needed to, and then rejoicing in his newfound freedom in you. So may it be with us that we too may extend grace and mercy and kindness to others. Hear us then, as we pray for our world, for others, for one another, for this land that is our home. We have named many names, but you know them all. And there are others whom we hold in the quiet places of our hearts. Hear us. Make us worthy of your call, that we may glorify you and be steadfast in you alone. We pray. praise you with joy. Ke ho mai kai nei ia oi me ka hau o nei. Amen.
As we sing our first, our Hawaiian song this morning, we would ask that you stand if you are able. We will be singing hymn number page 14, Hey Kumu Ta'aloa, or I'm sorry, hymn number page 68, down in the beige and the black, no.
Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19. I'm reading verses 1 through 10, and this comes from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. But all who saw it began to grumble. and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay them back four times as much." Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." May God bless the reading of the word. Amen. The greatest commandment in the Bible is written in the Gospel according to Luke in the following way. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." In the Gospel according to Matthew and in the Gospel according to Mark, both writers make the distinction of emphasizing the first commandment, and that is to love God, and the second is like the first, to love one's neighbor as oneself. Matthew and Mark make that distinction, and while they may qualify their understanding by saying the second is like the first, Luke makes no distinction. For Luke, loving God, loving others, and loving ourselves are inseparable. There are not one or two or three greatest commandments, there is just one. The writer of the first letter of John reminds us of that truth when he writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, for God is love." He goes on to say, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also." These are strong words. In his second letter to the Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul, as well as Silas and Timothy, address their letter to the early church in Thessalonica. It is a letter filled with admiration for the steadfastness and faith of those who were a part of the church. The church was established by Paul with the help of Silas and Timothy during his mission in the Aegean area. The church, with a predominantly Gentile congregation, was born and flourished in a hostile setting. In his first letter, Paul acknowledges that those who received the word did so with great suffering. They knew the pressure of religious persecution firsthand, but they had demonstrated remarkable patience and steadfastness in the face of open resistance. In their letter, Paul, Timothy, and Silas write, "We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because of your faith, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing." The love of every one of you for one another is increasing. That is a portion of the letter that caught my attention. Whether we find ourselves experiencing moments of joy or pain, joy or sorrow, pain or fear, we are to love one another. One of the most important and well-known Olelo No'eau, or Hawaiian proverbs, is "Aloha ke kahi I ke kahi." Ke kahi I ke kahi simply means to each other or to one another. This saying is used to describe the relationship not only between people, but between people and the aina, the land. Our Hawaiian kupuna, or ancestors, did not look at the aina, or land, as something to walk on, but rather as a person, someone to work together with by building relationships with all forms of life, big and small, scary and beautiful, because they believed we all came from the same source. It seems to me that there is great value then in loving not only God, one another, and ourselves, but in loving the Aina, the land, as well. Now I realize, having just said that some may want to insist that the Bible doesn't teach us to personify our love for the land as our personification of love for the land as equal to loving God, others, or ourselves. But as for me, I find great comfort in the wisdom of our ancestors in the story of Halua. The myths, the stories of our Hawaiian ancestors may not be literally true in the same way that the parables in the Bible are not literally true, but all myths and all parables teach a truth. Haloa is the story of Ovakea Kekani, a man, and O Ko'ohu Kukalani Kawahine, a woman. They were expecting their first child, but the baby was born too soon and did not survive. The child was buried on the east side of their hale, or house, where the sun rises in the morning. Still mourning the loss of her child, Ho'oho Kukalani cried over the grave each day. Tears from her eyes soaked the earth below, and before long, a plant started to grow from that spot. Up from the ground grew a plant with a long green stalk with a heart-shaped leaf. They called the plant Haloa Nakala'au Kapalili, after the way its unique shape leaves would flutter in the breeze. This was the first kalo, the first taro plant. Before long, Ho'oho Kukalani was pregnant again. She gave birth to a healthy baby boy, and the parents named the child Haloa, after his older brother. It became Haloa's kuleana, to take care of his older brother, who had become the kalo plant. It became his responsibility to Malama to care for the plant, and perhaps more importantly and more significantly, to love the Aina, to love the land. So in the same way that Haloa was to Malama the Aina, so we are to do the same. Now, some may want to insist the land or Aina is not a person. Well, ironically, in 2010, the United States Supreme Court allowed unlimited corporate and union spending on political issues. And for those who claim that we are a Christian nation, the Supreme Court essentially granted personhood to corporations. They said corporations are people. Citizens United and Hobby Lobby would be hard-pressed to insist that the Aina is not a person, while at the same time insists that corporations are people. Dr. Genevieve V. Julian was born here on Maui. Although she currently lives in Los Angeles, she attributes corporate personhood as the focus or core of her work as a psychologist on her experiences growing up here on this island. She writes, "One of Hawaii's core spiritual values is its powerful connection to community and to the land, to the Aina." The Hawaiian proverb, she writes, the Hawaiian proverb or wisdom saying conveys that core value. For Julian, aloha ke kahi ke kahi translates as care, concern, and love for one another. But she adds, the cultural responsibility or kuleana to the land is manifested through the care and love of one's surroundings. Reverence of the Aina is referenced in songs, dances, chants, signifying its importance among the people. So we are to love God, to love others, to love ourselves. And I would say to you this morning, we are to love the land that gives life and sustains life. So, is it any wonder that our kupuna would say of the Lord's Supper that this is the aha aina pelena? Aha meaning together, aina meaning the land. from which the grain is made into the polenta or bread to become the body of Christ. Amazing. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We will next read our statement on the back page of the bulletin, our statement of faith.
We believe in you, O God, eternal Spirit, God of our Savior Jesus Christ and our God, and to your deeds we testify. You call the worlds into being, create persons in your own image, and set before each one the ways of life and death. You seek in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. You judge people and nations by your righteous will, declare through the prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and have shared our common lot, conquering sin and death, and reconciling the world to yourself. You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. You call us into your Church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world, and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in your home.
church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to serve others, and in serving others, we serve God. God has called us into the church to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, joining in Christ's baptism and even his state. So we come remembering that it was on the eve of betrayal and desertion that Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which is broken for you. As often as you eat this, do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." This table is open to all. We ask that you wait till everyone receives the bread and later the cup, and we'll eat and drink together.
Thank you.
At this table we have joined Christ in his passion and victory, and for that we give thanks. Iloko kamahaloha aha, diraine ko kahia, o maikai ko inoa hemolene, alilo iho ike ai au, ma ko oihana aloha. In gratitude, we accept your call, O God, praise your holy name, and testify to your loving deeds. Amen.
As our service comes to a close, we ask that you stand, if you're able, and join us in singing hymn number 329, Jesus, the Joy of Loving Hearts, God in the Black Man. Listen.